should have rang a bell.
Die, die, die.
Die, die, die.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, he wanted to say dum, dum.
Okay, and I know I say this, you know, after every time we break, but is there anything I can help you with? Okay, good. You don't remember it anyway, so. I hope that this morning was sobering for you. Let's, I want to look at this with you. Living in the preservation of what brings forth life, that of living in virtue of goodness. Jesus sat at the table with people others rejected, and by doing so, he manifested the highest goodness. In that way, he was like the water or like Tao. Do you understand goodness at all? What would you think of as goodness? I think that's an interesting thought, because I don't think, in my estimation, you know what goodness is.
Isn't that something that also can't really come from the human? It's part of, is it a part of your
but
virtue?
But what is it?
That
if it can't come from the human, what is it?
It would be part of your virtue that comes
What's
through.
My virtue?
That's your innate goodness.
So why did Jesus eat with bums and hooligans and...
Being non-judgmental.
True. Mm-hmm. That is very true. But what is my goodness? That's all true, what you both said, but it doesn't hit the point.
One part is being able, open to hear somebody when they're speaking to you and to hear where they're coming from, if they're needing help or something like that.
That certainly would be kind and compassionate.
Being able to hear.
But I'm talking about, like, goodness. What, baby?
Can I give an example? I don't
sure.
know if I can give an example.
I'd like
an example.
Yeah.
I heard Mr. Rogers talking about...
Are you listening to that pervert again?
I haven't for a little while, but yes, I do. About... somebody asked him a question, and he said, when there's a person, like a Down syndrome person or one of those kids, and I... have
you
connected
mean like
with them, like one of those, and get some kind of a hug or something back. He said, I know that's the field that I want to be nurtured in. That's what he said, that field with that kind of person. And he said, it's not always the fancy people in the world
no.
that we really have something to connect with. He said, that's the field for me. And that's what I thought of, that there's a certain field when you're connecting with humble people and you're feeling that same kind of humbleness and gratefulness that you don't get with fancy people, was my point, with the outside cut people.
I'm totally with you.
Oh, okay. So to me, that's what I would say is his goodness, that field of nurture that he can feel and bring.
Is that field our authentic heart? Is that what it comes from?
No. No.
It's just love?
What is it?
Well, $29.95. Have you written me a check? $29?
Okay.
$95. Okay.
This is the part of the soul.
Oh. Oh.
And I want a question, too.
Okay.
Answered.
For that all right.
Same
all right.
Thing.
All right. I'm going to get this now. Let me get right to you. The only goodness there is what you would say God could give you. Whatever God is. I have a hard time with the word because of what we've done to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the way it would mean something for me, and does, is that if it comes from, how do I put this, the Tao, everlasting eternity. It's eternity that is goodness. Total eternity. That means forever. Without end. It has no beginning. Goodness is something that occurs with no beginning and no end. And no reason. I don't give to you because I want to be good. So when Jesus is eating with the schlocks, like I did with you this morning, he did it, why?
Out of compassion?
Well, that's what would be up there in mercy. It would look like that. But what if it were out of his goodness? What would that be like? What?
It seems like to the human, goodness is doing something, but really it feels like I would have to deny my human, my ego, all of that in order to let goodness come through.
That would be very true. And what is that? See, that's being realized. When I realized when I was making my bed how absurd this was, ping. There's no reason and logic for it. Every one of you has a trip cord, okay? Do you know what a trip cord is? A trip cord to love. Every one of you. And you avoid it. But in the end, it's eternal, endless life. It's, can you imagine something never beginning and never ending? No.
Not logically, not at all.
No. You can't, but that's goodness. That's why it's so hard for you to imagine it. And that's how a Buddha, a Jesus, a Lao Tzu would talk about God. It has no beginning, no middle, no end. Therefore, it can't be named. That's why Lao Tzu said the Tao is something that can't be named. It has no name. Yet it flows and it's never ending, he said. Do you understand? No, yeah, it's huge. When I was a little boy, I would have these strange dreams of being immersed. It was so interesting in this endlessness. Mike had it, he, remember you?
I'd lay in bed as a little boy. And
the bed?
And Mike interpreted it as that the bed was infinitely wide
and
long.
That's goodness. You were actually experiencing God or eternity or the Tao. Your goodness cannot be specific. It's eternal. Can you understand, Wendy?
Before it's been written, you wrote it too at times or talked about the Tao is how the universe works.
Yes, it is how the universe works.
Is goodness how the universe works?
Pardon?
Is goodness how the universe works? And so when Jesus did what he did, it was because he was in the flow of how the universe works.
Works. That's all he did. And that's what happened to me in that brief moment where I'm making my bed in the most ridiculous, absurd place. Mm-hmm. Why would you make a... Why?
So that leads to my question.
Go on.
When you said, after I became realized, I turned toward being a teacher. I turned toward doing it was almost like your actions shifted, your interest shifted, your learning shifted, your whatever shifted.
Your focus.
Okay, your focus. And I think we're all cognizant of the fact that you look at all of us and you see our faults and I don't know what you do exactly, but you really interiorly, but you...
I go to Vegas and I bet against
you. You still love. Yeah. You love. Everybody knows
of course.
That. They feel loved. inside, though, you see the foibles and the whatever, and you can trip us up and call us out and all that. So was that, when you said that, I wondered if that was one of the things that when you became realized and you turned toward being a teacher, that you opened to that love, that it's not accepting, because you don't really, it's confusing what you are. Because
I get it.
Yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. I make no sense.
Because we're trying to figure it out.
You're trying to put me...
Yeah. Label it, figure it out, define it. All the silly things our minds do is the only reason it's difficult to understand.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to understand through our brain and our human and what we finitely know from this earth experience in this one world, one lifetime.
So what's your question, my love?
Would that...
I didn't decide
to be... Is that part of being a real teacher?
Being a real teacher is...
I wish we had more of them.
Why do we need more? You can't deal with one.
I know.
Why do you think you need more? See, that's,
more.
That's the hillbilly
right.
way. We need more of that to get another barrier. Yeah. No, you don't need more. You're lucky you have one.
Right.
What you should ask is, what is it about me that made this possible to be here? That's what you should be asking, but you're not doing that. You're not here by accident. Just like when you found me through, that was amazing. But you see, you always reduce everything down to you. And you are your parents. So you can't think past your parents. Think about it, work on this. You can't think beyond your parents. Ouch!
Yes.
That should really bug you. But you said, better than their parents. You really don't get that. You can't awaken or ever find your own realization when you're thinking from your parents. Just, even if you, let's say there's some prejudice that your parents had that you don't share, okay? So you look and think, well, I'm not like them, but you have others that are exactly like them. And how do you know that the way you're thinking about that prejudice and thinking that it's wrong isn't prejudicial? You don't get your mind and what it does to you. And the worst part about it, it doesn't bother me that you do that. It bothers me that you don't care. That's what bothers me. It doesn't bother me Trump's president. It bothers me how he got to be president. You don't care, do you, Mary Rose?
I care.
Oh, show me. How do you care? Yeah. In the end, you'll be asking for a priest at your deathbed. You will.
Hope not.
No, you will. You will. So if I were you sitting there, my teacher was saying that to me, I'd say, well, how do I care?
How
do I care?
I'm not telling you.
Boy, you fell right into that one.
You don't cast your pearls before the swine, I'll tell you that. No, I mean, in the heat of your day, when things are the most tired, or you're the most exasperated, or you're most involved in something that is aggrandizing your ego, stop and ask yourself, do I feel loved? Not Gregory, not Johnny, not Mike, not Alfie. Do I feel loved? Do I feel it beyond my emotions? And you'll see you don't. Because even the word feel is a problem. There's nothing in the English language that can help you. Any thought I have to help you won't help you. And that's frustrating for me. But that's the way it is. Bhagwan used to tell joke after joke after joke. He would teach, and then the boil sucker joke, the guy at the end of the bar joke, all these things he would do. And they were really, really, you know, at that moment, he'd get you on this plane, and then he'd just drop you like a sack of potatoes. He would, he'd just drop you. And then you didn't know if you were laughing because it was funny, or if it was funny, maybe that wasn't so funny.
Maybe that hit home.
Yeah.
Maybe it was pertinent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it shouldn't be that funny to me.
Maybe he does know me.
Yeah. Maybe I am that guy at the end of the bar. Mm-hmm. Maybe I am the boil sucker. I mean, that one, I remember they had to carry me out. It was so funny. It was at the end of a very long, he used to talk about 2-3 hours at a time. And it was at the end of one, and everybody was exhausted.
You want to tell us again?
No.
Pardon? You want to tell
Alfie.
Us again?
Somebody hit her.
Oh, you forgot it?
The words are already out there.
She's not going to hear it.
Can talk about it.
That's true.
So there was this
oh,
elderly woman who had a boil on her butt. And she was looking in the newspaper to see if there was anyone that could help her, and she found boil sucker, 25 cents. So she called the guy, and he came over, and he said, pull down your pants, and he looked at her boil, and he said, yeah, I can do that for 25 cents. So she gave him 25 cents, he started to suck on the boil, and she farted in his face. And he said, what are you trying to do, lady, make me sick or something?
Alpha, you owe every one of us $29.95.
I agree.
That joke never came.
Wait, she might be getting it. But that does that not describe you?
Yes, to a T.
To a T?
Yes.
That's why Wendy doesn't like it, because it reveals what a boil sucker she is. You're a boil sucker.
Are you trying to disgust me or something like that?
Are you trying? Do you understand the joke?
Yes.
He was playing with his own mischief, but.
No. No, he couldn't see that what he was doing was gross.
Right.
But the fart, which is harmless, is.
His was okay, but yeah.
Yeah.
He's okay.
It's the perfect joke for anybody who's working on themselves.
And as a man.
Pardon?
And he's a man.
Yeah. 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 They had to carry me out. I mean, I couldn't get over how the paradox, the irony of it all. It just, you see, when you get to this certain place where nothing offends you, you start to see that the things that you just were offended by were nothing more than your petty mind. That joke you could use in the hospital. Oftentimes when I think of people in the hospital, I think of that joke. You trying to make me sick or something? Huh, Mary, you saw a lot, didn't you?
Yes.
Didn't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Miss Mary.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
So you get all upset when I use the word cunt, and yet you are cunts. You're worse than that. And you get all upset. It's such a great, why? Why? Why?
Because it hits home.
Because it really hits home, and you know you are. Yeah. So, that should tell you everything. Where are you? You know? You get it? You do, Johnny, don't you?
I do.
One day, I don't know if it's in this lifetime or another, you'll get the little ping. And it'll be something that maybe once offended you, or it'll be something that's brand new. And you'll get it immediately. And all of a sudden, everything goes, oh, oh, oh. And you can't get it back to your small mind. No matter what you do, you just can't get it back. The goose is out.
Like seeing the field? We'll see the field?
See the field. And then when you least expect it, like when Lynn got hurt, and you look at somebody who's in a situation that is really upsetting and tragic, everything goes whoa, whoa, and you get it. It's just no longer that painful situation. Do you understand?
Are you seeing it?
I need a new job.
All of this led to that?
What's all of this?
All of this.
That question.
No, all of this led to that. Not all of that led to this.
As Lynn is sitting there in pain,
oh, yeah.
It could have been for her, it could have been
her awakening.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Yes, it could have been. But what would be the likelihood of Lynn doing that, knowing her as we know her?
Or any of us.
Or any of you. You live by event, circumstance, and all sorts of crazy.
Did Bhagwan often ask after a teaching, do you understand, or what you don't understand?
No. No. I'm the only one that does that shit.
It's
because
he's working blood for punishment.
Yeah. How can we understand if we're in our...
That's the
our
question.
That's what you're pointing out to us.
And why is what I'm teaching you not more important than staying in that minute mind? Why? You just stay there. I don't want to look over here, I don't want to look over there. I don't even want to see how narrow-minded I am. Why is that more important? That's what I wonder. I don't get that about you. I understand why, but come on, man.
So for after that time you were making your bed with the snakes and the scorpions, things opened up and became clear to you that there was this narrow thing
called Gregory Edwards.
Yes, from your genetics and everything.
Yeah.
And that belonged to your body, but there was this that was totally different than that. So then all the teachings took on a different meaning, or...
Well, I'll tell you, the test was when I opened up the closet door and there was my robes all
ruined. Up by the rats.
The rats got them. And that just, I was fine with it. I started laughing. Well, of course. Look where I am. What do you expect?
Where that might have been something to moan about or to complain about and keep you from going to get a teaching.
I would have just gotten in an airplane and left. I always had the ticket. No matter what, wrong, no matter where I was, I had my ticket. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Your escape hatch.
Your ticket back to
home.
Who you were.
No, home.
But
home, whatever.
Home is who you were. Back to your base.
Back to Greg.
Yeah.
Back to Gregory Edward Penn.
Yeah.
What was familiar, what was
yeah.
comfortable.
Yeah.
Always had that there. And now I'm looking at the whole absurdity of being Gregory. It's absurd. And it's so myopic. So when you hear me and you're hearing me out of this and your ears are like, and you're prejudiced, you gotta ask yourself, what am I afraid of? You're afraid to awaken? You're afraid that if you do, what will happen? What will happen? What's the worst that could happen? What's the worst?
You lose your ticket home.
That was the answer of answers.
Yes.
That was very good. Yeah. What would you be losing? Tell me, what would you be losing that death wouldn't eventually take away anyway? Huh? Tell me. Nothing. What would you be losing?
Comfort and ease.
But they'll be dead soon.
Yeah.
You're going to face it anyway.
Right.
Do you find comfort and ease with Joanne?
No. No, I was just thinking about why we don't move. And
usually
I think
it's
that's stronger.
What? Comfort and ease?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
As opposed to...
So when are you going to face the discomfort?
Face it?
Yeah.
It'll go away.
No. That's a good one, but it doesn't. But they don't.
It just stays there.
Like this.
Like a big turd.
A big turd in your face.
Well, sometimes it builds up and compounds and gets.
You're right.
Bigger, 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 bigger. Creates consequence.
But the worst part is we're drinking out of a dirty cup this whole time.
That's true.
I'm missing my life.
I've said
because
that for years.
Because I'm drinking out of the frickin' dirty cup. I mean, you can sit there and go, I hope this goes away. And it might not. But in the meantime, I'm drinking out of a dirty cup every day. And I know better. I mean, Vicki knows better.
Even
and
if it doesn't happen then, it'll eventually happen because everything you're preserving is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Your wife, your dog, your husband, your job.
Your health.
Your health. But you see, you don't believe me. I know. It's hard to believe me. I understand. I don't take offense to that at all. I just wonder how you can live with yourselves the way you are. It blows my mind that this should show you the grace of love in the universe, that someone that like you can have the next breath of air. Life is a very precious gift, and each moment is one more part of that precious gift. I like being here. Do you like being here?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you like being here?
Because they're all about love.
They
service.
Are.
And service.
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 Love.
Doing,
yes.
They're
love
doing good
to
in
them
the community.
Is service.
But I'd rather be here than in there in the poker game.
Of course. Of course
right.
You would. What if you, if to awaken, to become realized, you had to give up the thing you most think you love? Mm-hmm. That does not, and I mean this, include your dog.
Okay, then okay.
Every time I look at her, she can bring me to tears. Just watching her lay there and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. She's excruciatingly darling.
No, it's more than that.
I know.
If you look at your dogs, they're not your dog. There's something from beyond tapping us all on our shoulder, don't you think?
Yeah, they're a teacher.
Big time. And yes, they're stuck in a form that barks and poops and pees and has it, I mean, I don't know about your dog, but mine has a regimen. And if I don't fulfill the regimen exactly like she likes it, she's confused.
All you gotta do is move one piece of furniture.
Yeah. 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 But that doesn't matter to me. It just doesn't matter. One of the things they offer to you is the chance to make your bed in a room where there are snakes and they do.
Yes, they do.
I look at, I do not look at my baby like she's a dog at all. I have no idea who she is. She's a mystical thing to me. You have to have something in your life that you love that challenges you not to love it the way you want to love it. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes that's a person, sometimes it's an animal. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. You know, the first thing I think I ever really loved was this lamb that I raised in high school. I really think that was the first thing I ever really loved. And I remember how deeply I felt about she and I would talk without words. The thing that you love most, you never have to talk to. I learned that. You really, if you have anything inside you left where you could understand eternity, that would be it. That's why I say goodness is eternity. It doesn't begin, it has an ending, it's a continuum. That's what, how Lao Tzu talked about it. Like, that's why they call it the water course way. I gave you the Tao because I wanted my parting remarks to you to be something that you could take with you through death. Do you understand? Jesus taught to the mentality of the average person, and he did it beautifully. He was the greatest psychologist that ever lived. And then before him was Buddha. He taught discipline, which you have to have. Lao Tzu talked the way. If you have these three elements, then you have the chance to have your moment making the bed where the snakes and the bugs all live. You have. And one day, I don't know how, it'll happen. You just have to create the accident.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're listening to me, you're listening not only from your the hygiene of your genetic nature, but also your religious training. Same thing with Mary. She listens to me from Catholicism. What can I do? Nothing. It's up to thee. Do you ever think to yourself, how many of these fucking meditations do I have to do? Do you ever wonder that?
Is thinking of the leaves on the tree story. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's what he asked.
How many leaves on the tree?
And the wise man said, as many as there are leaves on that tree.
And he just danced even more.
And he started dancing and dancing, and that's what the guy asked him. He said, do you understand what I'm saying? And he said, yes, just that many and no more. And just is dancing through this. That's what it reminded me of.
It depends
on the way that you want to live.
That's the Indian way, believe it or not. You know, that's the way they teach it. It's true. We didn't do a gestalt today.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
It's going back, I guess maybe I missed something, I don't know, on the thing. You had in the inner peace section, you had in there that you had to imbibe compassion and conservation and humility. Can you elaborate on what you mean by conservation?
To conserve.
To serve, okay.
Yeah, you gotta conserve your energies. You can't just wing them around at any given thing.
It's
you know,
like losing your water.
Losing your load, yeah.
Yeah, like we, you know,
yeah.
Yeah,
like reading Trump. I mean,
okay,
you
yes.
can look at Trump and go, oh my God, he's the mentality of America. Do you understand how fucked up the Constitution is? It is a piece of crap. And where is it the piece of crap? Where does it lose its thing?
Right at the beginning.
Where?
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Right from there. It's downhill from there.
There is no perfect union.
Exactly.
But where do they, where's the?
All men are created equal.
All men are created equal. Yeah. No?
The right to happiness.
Right. There you go.
Right.
That's my baby boy who said that. You don't have the right to be. There is no happy. And the hardest thing for you to realize is there's no such thing as happiness. There's peace, but not happiness. And you can't find peace. But happiness, the pursuit of happiness, or is my happiness as a Westerner better than the Iranian's happiness as an Iranian? Is it?
It's just open to interpretation. So every other person is going to have a different definition of what happiness is.
So what makes Americans think that we're better than Iranians?
White supremacy.
Morals. Yes, white supremacies. You're right. And we have conveniences. We have running water.
All of our entitlements.
We have running water. Hello? We have running water.
Sewer systems?
What? You can't live without water. We have running water. Do you know that? What else? We have TV.
Yes, but they have all those things.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No.
You mean, do you look at Al Jazeera and see the pictures of
what it looks like?
They have running water.
No, not everybody has running water.
Not everybody here does, though, either.
Yeah. Now
I'm not understanding.
Now you're fighting me.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm
Eat
not
shit,
understanding.
You dirty little bitch, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
It's not the point.
I haven't been to Iran, but I've been to Israel, Egypt, Greece, Jordan, Syria, and Holland, and I can tell you that a lot of people don't have running water.
They don't have running water.
Or sewers, or
no.
even
in India, they don't have running water. No.
And you've been even more places.
You've been to those places. You've been to Korea.
Yes.
Running water. I'm just using that as an example. Electricity. What makes us better than them? We have a Target.
Convenience strip malls on every
corner. We have
convenience
strip malls, running water, which is part of my example of running water. What else?
Taco Bell. Fast food everywhere.
They don't have a Taco Bell.
What the?
They don't even have a pizza place. All I wanted was a pizza when I got off the airplane. That's all I wanted. The boy, the first thing I said to the boys, do you have pizza? That's the first thing I said. They laughed. Luckily, they're as perverted as I am. Hey, but yeah. So what makes me think I'm better? What does Trump think? What makes him better?
Arrogance.
Genetics.
Who in this country wouldn't want his wealth?
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone would.
You're damn right.
Everyone would.
Because he has running water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it, Vicki?
I do, thank you. I do. I get it. I get it.
So Americans think everybody wants to be like us. We're the greatest country in the world. Because we have the right to pursue happiness. Does Jimmy Kimmel have the right to pursue his happiness and say what he wants to say?
No,
does he?
Not according to the regime.
No, that's right. Or Colbert. He's the one I'm going to miss the most.
Me too.
I like what he said. They may have killed my program, but they didn't kill me. That's an interesting statement. You see, all these values you have that aren't really valuable, that's what you're living for. All of this. And the values that you have are going to kill you. Not everybody has a car. Iranians don't all have cars.
We can walk around without masks on our faces. We don't have to wear a burqa.
Well, you should.
I don't have
you
to.
Should hide that. That
I don't have to.
You should hide it.
I'm from America.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
It's hard for me to see past just the pure tribalism of it.
There is nothing to see beyond.
See, I don't see us fighting because we have better resources, which we do, and I get your point, and we are.
That's what we live for.
I understand. That's America. I get what you're saying.
Mm-mm. That's the world.
That's the world. Okay, we all, yes, want more. That's the natural.
We want the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, more. Appropriate.
And we're not going to be believing anybody that says this isn't going to make me happy. When
but
all you
I
really
think we
want
just
is peace.
Beat up each other out of survivalism.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The tribalism. I'm not. And psychologically, maybe I'm afraid of losing what I have and not having running water and all of that. But it seems like just pure genetics, Hatfields and McCoys, to me. Is what it seems.
Well,
like.
What you're afraid of, you won't have a place to shit, and make it all go away with a poop. That's what you're afraid of.
I'm afraid I won't have running water.
That's right.
No, I got that from the argument, sure. I'm afraid of losing what I have. I got that, yeah.
So when Don Diego's father said you have to have a purpose greater than your need, your wants,
mm-hmm.
you understand?
That's kindness.
What?
That's kindness.
That's intelligence. Everything you love is gonna die. Your dog, you, your dog, you, your dog, you. Those are things you love.
Toby?
No, Toby will live on. Do you understand? You just, this is your blind spot. I don't wanna understand that. I wanna get into that. So when the person you love most dies, you get to mourn and feel the tragedy of it all, but it doesn't change you. I've watched this for years as a minister. I used to do lots of funerals. It didn't change anybody, it just made them more miserable. In a couple of weeks, they were over it. You know how quickly you're gonna be forgotten? Mm-hmm. They won't even get the coffin closed and you'll be forgotten. Mary was already engaged to three guys before Bob hit the coffin, huh?
That's news to me. I don't remember any of that. No.
No?
No.
Well, that's not what you told me. You mean I shouldn't have said that?
You heard wrong.
You have to go potty?
No. He did. That man did.
Well, that's you're not going to go into the men's room. Why don't you go potty with you, a meditation, and I'll let you go around.